Hello, and welcome to NDTnow.com's podcast game, exploring topics in NDT which affect your business. Today's podcast is brought to you by SureHand, the skills first hiring platform that instantly matches industrial employers with best fit tradespeople. I'm your host, Mary Beth Michelli. Today we are speaking with Jose Crespo, general manager at QC Labs and rising star in the world of non-destructive testing. Specifically, Jose is here to talk about QC Labs earning the ASNT Employer-Based Certification Audit Program accreditation, one of only four companies to do so. Jose, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Mary Beth. The pleasure is mine. I'm really excited to be here today sharing our story with you and all your listeners.
So first, for our listeners who don't know what this program is, can you explain it a little bit further about what employer-based certification is and why this program was created? And then maybe a little bit about why QC Labs chose to put resources into pursuing this accreditation.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the years, the NDT community has experienced lots of frustration within our own member circle because while anyone has been able to claim that their company's NDT inspection personnel, the qualification and certification program, meets the requirements of SNT TC1A or CP189. Let's just say not everyone meets that standard. There are a few who do, and they should be recognized. The ASNT Employer-Based Certification Audit Program was born in response to that frustration. Its purpose is to provide the NDT industry with an audit and registry program that ensures NDT service providers and inspection agencies meet the minimum requirements that comply with either SNT TC1A or CP189 through the employer's written practice. We have to make sure that we have personnel who are qualified correctly before certification. And let's face it, quality costs money. Some players out there don't want to spend the time building a real qualification and certification program. This program will highlight the companies that are doing the right things by auditing them and adding them to the ASNT EBC registry, which is always available for public viewing and verification. And it was important for us to go after this accreditation because we've always held ourselves to the highest standard possible for over 50 years now. And validation of that claim is essential to our customer satisfaction. So as soon as we saw the inception of that program, we knew we had to have it. Because, you know, properly qualified and certified workforce is essential. So for us, this is just as important as any one of our NADCAP accreditations. The difference is that NADCAP ensures high quality in the specific process, while the ASNT EBC ensures quality in the personnel we hire and certify. QC Labs can guarantee that we will always employ inspectors that meet the strictest qualification requirements.
Wow, that was a really good explanation. Thank you so much. And it's really fantastic that QC Labs went after this. And given that you're one of only four companies worldwide to achieve this, it really shows the level of quality that the company has built into your programs. I understand that there have been quite a few positive changes at QC Labs. Can you tell us a little more about those and what's been going on the last year or so?
Yeah, absolutely. But before that, you know, being the fourth company in the world to receive this accreditation is truly an honor. And it shows that quality has been built into the system over the last 56 years that we've been in the NDT space. This isn't something new. We're already known for that. What is new is our energy, our drive, our vision, and where we see ourselves in the near future. So just about a year ago, we were 3 months into the COVID-19 pandemic and we were working to adapt some of the changes and challenges that other companies were facing. So we made a conscious decision to make the best of it and refocus our energy to give the QC Labs shop and the brand, you know, a facelift. We started out by developing a new mission statement that aligns with our goal of becoming the industry's expert on NDT for additive manufacturing. Then we followed that up by identifying a bunch of quick win opportunities for improvement. We integrated some new software into the business. First one was an ERP system called JobBoss, which ECI developed to streamline operations processes like quoting, work order entry, component routings, and QA. Then we added GageTrack calibration management software. And that really helped us reduce the amount of time we spend managing the calibration program. We invested about $250,000 on a whole new X-ray system and added computed radiography to our capabilities. We partner with other great companies like TB3 NDT Consulting for training and Fujifilm NDT for computed radiography hardware and imaging. And all of these tools are just freeing up our time to focus on developing the best inspection practices for these additive parts. To get this new way of manufacturing adopted and accepted across the aerospace industry. You know, we really are positioned better than anyone else to make this happen. And that's what we're already doing. The EBC accreditation just proves that we've comprised the best team possible to be able to do this. And finally, in 2019, we joined the Additive Manufacturer Green Trade Association. It's a nonprofit organization open to any AM industry stakeholder committed to promoting the environmental benefits of additive technology. Through this organization, we've made a bunch of key contacts with machine manufacturers, software manufacturers, and additive manufacturers using a myriad of technologies. Through the AMGTA, we commissioned studies to find out where we can improve sustainability within the AM process as a whole. So those are just a few of the changes, but more to come.
That's really great. And we've done some podcasts in the past where we have talked about how companies that invest during times of volatility, whether that's pandemic or economic downturn, those are the ones that are really well positioned to grow when the economy comes back, and the ones that are well positioned to really take over in the future. And that sounds like where you guys are headed. It really sounds like you're well positioned for the future of the NDT industry. So I guess with that in mind, where do you see QC Labs headed in the future, and what are you focused on?
Yeah, simple. We're poised to be the experts on NDT for additive manufacturing. We are the technical experts guiding the OEMs, military clients, and private clients through the process of getting their parts qualified for aerospace use. We'll be the ones training the NDT industry on what to look for when inspecting additive parts. See, the issue is that there are so many new technologies within the additive space, from selective laser sintering to powder bed fusion, binder jet fusion, direct energy deposition, it goes on and on. There are so many technologies playing in this space that they each carry their own unique characteristics that can make it into a finished part. Then an inexperienced NDT inspector can call it a defect when in some cases it's just a signature of the specific technology being used to manufacture that part, or what we would call a non-relevant indication. So these indications look different than traditional indications that we're used to seeing in the cast, forge, or machine parts. We really don't see anyone else becoming the technical expert in this space simply because everyone else uses one of these technologies, while we at QC Labs get the opportunity to see them all. We're working with customers who use these technologies and are adapting them for aerospace use. We're already gaining a ton of experience in this area. It just makes sense that we embraced it as a business model and help push this innovative way of manufacturing forward.
Well, that's so true. I see definitely that the industry is headed in this direction, no doubt. And it is going to be a huge challenge for the industry. I'm so glad you guys are here to lead us through that, and with your experience and background. That's going to be really great. And really, thank you so much, Jose. So many in the industry are very impressed with you and your work ethic, your leadership, and your energy. Certainly, I have been one of those who's gotten to know you over the last year. It's been very impressive. We really anticipate great things for you and for QC Labs in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary Beth. That's really nice. I'm glad to have the opportunity to have shared the good news with you and all your listeners. I really believe in the future of NDT. I believe it's bright. I believe in the future of QC Labs. And we need to spread the news to continue to attract the best and the brightest in the world to join this great industry of NDT. If anyone wants any more information about what QC Labs is working on or what we're doing, feel free to check out our website at www.qclabs.net or reach out to us and say hello at info@qclabs.net.
Thank you so much, Jose. And I think probably we'll have to have you on in the future to talk a little bit more about NDT of additive and really start to bring that knowledge to our listeners on some of our more technical podcasts. I think that would be really great.
Yeah, sounds awesome. I'd love to be a part of it.
And thank you again for all of our listeners. Remember, we've got your six every month here at ndtnow.com, along with our podcast Gain and Level Up, all brought to you by Surehand. Let good jobs find you. Learn more at surehand.com.